This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A bill that would have created a school choice program in New Hampshire based on education savings accounts was voted down in the House of Representatives today. The vote caps off a long and winding road for a controversial piece of legislation that was originally introduced more than a year ago. Joining me now to talk about it is NHPR reporter Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So this bill would have allowed qualifying parents to use public tax dollars to send their children to private schools or to homeschool them. What would that have looked like in practice?
Well, like you said, qualifying parents, so these are parents of low income or who meet other certain criteria, like they go to a public school that's been identified as failing for 2 years in a row, they could have taken their kids out of public schools. And then the parents would have received the money from the state that normally follows that child to the public school. And then it would have been up to the parent to spend that money on a number of education-related items, including tuition at private schools, including homeschooling expenses, tutoring, things like that. And supporters of the bill, they pitched this as a way to help kids who weren't being well served by the public school system. You know, kids who just, for whatever reason, they aren't a good fit. They've tried IEPs. They've tried working with their teachers, but it's just not working out. This would, supporters say, give them an escape hatch. The state gives them the money and lets the parents find the best learning environment for their kids. That's the argument.
Yeah, and this is an idea that's generally pretty popular with conservatives. So why did a majority Republican House vote this bill down?
Yeah, so it came down to finances and a kind of a clash of two conservative ideas. You had school choice versus fiscal responsibility. And leading the fiscal responsibility charge was none other than Republican chair of the House Finance Committee, Neil Kirk. He said he's voted for school choice in the past. He's in favor of it, but he couldn't vote for this because he said it would downshift costs to local property taxpayers. And just briefly, that's, again, because students would be taking that state money with them out of the public schools. And then he says the local school districts would have to make up for that money on their own. Now, backers of the bill, on the other hand, said, you know, this is going to be a really small program. It would have a really minimal impact on the budgets for public schools. But hanging over all of this argument was a level of uncertainty about just how many students were going to participate. So this is still a kind of a new program that's being tried out in a couple of states, but still a lot of uncertainty of how it would have played out in the numbers.
Okay, so what does this mean for school choice proponents in New Hampshire?
Well, it's a real setback, to be sure. This bill started with a lot of momentum. When it was first introduced, it caught a lot of national attention because it was designed to be a universal program. It was going to be eligible to any students. And most programs similar to this around the country are targeted at low-income students or students with disabilities. So it started with a lot of momentum. And this was really their best chance to pass something like this. You had Republican control of the Senate, Republican control of the House, a Republican governor. And speaking of the governor, this really caps off a rough stretch for him. He made this bill a big priority of his legislative agenda, and it failed by 11 votes. Governor Sununu was unable to get his party across the line here, a pretty narrow margin. He issued a brief statement saying the vote was, quote, a loss for New Hampshire children and their families. And already his support for the bill is shaping up to be a big issue in the gubernatorial race this fall. Democrats are already running ads against Sununu, accusing him of trying to steal money from public schools. So he's going to get attacked on this issue from opponents and not have anything to show for his base on this issue.
So is this a total bust for what was supposed to be a very big year for school choice supporters?
Not a total bust, at least not yet. Tomorrow, the state Senate is expected to pass an expansion of the state's existing school choice program, the Education Business Tax Credit Program. That'll be a win, to be sure, for school choice supporters, but a pretty modest one compared to what they were hoping for.
All right. NHPR's Jason Moon, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.